there's still some of us to do. And I appreciate the reality that what I have is not a change of thing, it's an eternal thing.
Amen.
Mannerism don't make it, but I tell you what does, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that's what we rely on this evening, and I appreciate the Lord being there with us. I appreciate the good day. You never know what the other day. And I watched one of them sitting recorded the whole thing, and there's tears in his eyes, so I want to talk to him. He said, I'm glad we got to hear this. And just pray for them tonight that the Lord touch their heart. But the reality is there's people that may come in with us tonight in the same boat they're in. And set and record it all in their mind. That won't help you a bit tonight if you do something about this. So let's be much in prayer for service of the hour. I'm going to ask Billy and them to come give them a song. We'll take up the offering tonight. I know the Lord has more to give us than we can ever give him.
Amen.
We shall be well with you tonight. So everybody will stand our feet and wait for the walking. Then Christ will come take up the offering tonight. The last brother, Matt Russell, he'll hear that's the blessing over the offering. So.
Thank you. page 88.
Yeah.
God for the songs tonight. I appreciate what I know really in my heart. I thought being him singing the line of that song hit me when I enter in that place, and this is what he said. He'd say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, he's going to take us all at one time and do this. I want you to know that. That's not just going to happen over here and a leg over there. When we leave this world, he's taking us as one body in Christ.
Amen.
But there's one thing that it all hinges on tonight. He didn't say, well done because you come to church, or well done because you sung songs or you preached every message I give you. But I'm telling you, the only thing he'll say well done to is them that believe in his blood.
Amen.
Anything other than that will send you straight to the devil's hell tonight. Amen. The reality our folks need to get in their life is none of us are good enough to make it to heaven on our own.
Amen.
Had we been, Christ would have not had to die in our stead. But I promise you this, if you'll trust him, he's worthy tonight.
Amen.
And amen, if you'll trust him with all your what you are, all your soul tonight, if you'll trust that he did, it'll pay your sin debt.
Yes,
you'll never have to worry about going to hell ever again if you'll just trust him. We're going to sing, mind the Lord. If you need dollar any time tonight, it's over. Make sure things are right for the Lord.
I know you got lost folks too, and I'm trying to remember. I just want to say the same.
Amen.
I
Team Ranger. Anything else?
Thank you for the day.
Yes.
Let us rejoice for faith in his name.
Yes.
I thank you for loving him.
Amen.
Thank you for the help and strength he gives me to come to his house. Thank you that I have a desire to come to his house.
Yes. Amen. And yes, sir. Got a message from preacher brother mine, asked us to remember them tonight. I see you on the way down here from the baptizing. I don't know what the need is, but God does. So I ask you to remember him. And look around tonight and we see everybody that we know and everybody we're familiar with. But the best part about all this is I don't know what's in your heart tonight. And you don't know what's in mine. And the only thing we can do is follow the Lord in everything he gives us. Because the one sitting next to you may need something that you don't even think they need.
That's true.
So in this little old crowd, we ought to go to church like we ain't never been to church. You ought to have a song on your heart ready to go. You ought to have a prayer on your heart. We gather in and pray. We do it a lot. We'll come in the altar and we'll pray. And Matt will say the same old prayer over and over and over. Christ warned us about that somewhere.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Vain repetitions, I believe he called it. We get in that way as a church sometimes. We get in that way as a people. I do. Do the same thing so many times we don't break it. And it becomes a dead issue before God. We leave the Spirit clean out.
Amen.
So we come in and pray tonight. Hey, listen. Everybody, I hear them old preachers praying. And when I used to talk to Connor, when I held revival up there in West Kentucky, them men come in our prayer room. And I'm telling you, I ain't never heard people pray like that. Loud. I mean pray. And I thought, man, it made me feel about that tall to be in that room. And then, boys, like I couldn't even hardly pray. But you know this singing, it ain't the noise that comes out of my mouth that does the praying.
That's right.
Amen. It's my heart that does it. So if you bow and can't say nothing out loud, there ain't nothing wrong with that. But just let the Lord know your heart tonight.
Amen.
Every child of God will. We're going to gather, Bryce, and if you don't care, lead us forward in prayer. Mind the Lord this singing with everything he give you. Almighty God, we bow tonight. We want to thank you one more time.
Most kind and great praise, Heavenly Father. My Lord, my God,
I
want to
share with
you tonight. I want to be with you, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, we thank you for the blessings, Father. Lord God, we pray,
brothers,
Father,
Lord God, I don't know what he did.
Thank you, Father. Lord God, we ask you, Father, Lord God, we know
God move on the same, Lord.
Lord God, we fill our heart, Father, we have family,
God, and give them comfort with spirit.
Lord God, in lost and undone without you, Father, be our Savior.
Let us know the difference in our
God, we ask you, Father,
let us know the difference
in our touch his heart, Father, Lord God.
Let me
Father, if it be thy will, Father, you might use us, Father. Lord God, be a light, Father, who commanded us to be, Father. Lord God, if we be found in thy name, Father, we will be glory to God. Lord God, we're alive, Father, Lord God, in all time.
I believe God with all my heart, God, we'll look at the rest of the city, Lord.
And Lord God, Father, we realize, Father,
we might hold Jesus up before them and they're lost.
And Lord God, we realize, Father, that thy glory
caused up us to not be
found. Lord God, when I come up after the throne,
Lord God,
when I come up after the throne,
Lord God, when I come up after the throne,
Lord God, we ask again, Father, that bless this house and not, Father. Father, bless the Savior, Father, become full of Father. Anoint, Father, with thy Holy Ghost power, Father. Oh, God, and lift them up, Father. Father, we pray for the word, Father. Lord, God, the one that, Father, prays the prayer of my Father. My Lord, my God, stand with us, Father. Lord, God, give them that Holy Ghost power that we need, Father, to hear thy word, Father. Oh, God, let us hear it, Father. Let us each and every one, Father, be obedient, Father, unto thee. Oh, my God, that we might give you, oh, in you alone, Father, the praise and the honor and the glory, Father, Oh, my God, we ask you, we give you the praise and the glory, for in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you.
Bless you. Help the Lord.
Yes.
Yep, all praise the Lord.
Yes. On your heart, it won't get in the way of the church. You mind the Lord tonight. Is there anybody else got anything on your heart?
I think I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell the church I appreciate them.
Yeah.
I was thinking today, I heard Kevin say several times how grateful and thankful he was for everybody that came.
Yeah.
And I looked around and I know some couldn't be there, but I thought numerous times in the recent past, I appreciate the church and the support they have for one another.
Yeah.
I think my name's probably been on the roll of this church for, I guess, almost 40 years. It's not always been this way.
Mm-hmm.
There's new faces and new people, but I appreciate the support.
Yes.
And the love that we have
Amen.
For each other.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you this, they're going to sing every time we go to sing. And this is made, every comment is made about this right here. Man, you just bring you people, don't you? And it, like I've done, so I ain't never brought nobody nowhere. But there's something special about a church that wants to go work with one another.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we ain't got that nowadays. But I appreciate, I'm like Michelle, I appreciate a family that'll show up not just to support us, but to support somebody else. And it ain't nothing about us. It's all about, ain't no wonder our lost don't see it real, because our churches can't yoke up anymore.
Amen.
But buddy, when you got a home where there's love, God can work in that.
Amen.
Amen. Follow the Lord tonight, son. Amen. Yeah.
Now is love.
I looked in the benevolence box and I realized that's where we all belong tonight. Just poor and wretched. Ain't none of us got a clue. I'm saved and I still really ain't got a clue all about it. But me and Keith talked about it. Yay, though I look through a glass darkly, but I'm telling you, there's a few times I can get the Holy Ghost and I can see face to face.
Amen,
praise His holy name tonight. I don't serve a God that's up in heaven. I might say who might bring Him down to me. I don't serve a God that's way out there in the deep somewhere. I say who can raise Him up. But the Bible said, where is He at then? He said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, that if thou shalt confess the Lord and believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. I've already done all that. You know what that tells me? He's dwelling right here with me tonight. Poor little old beggar I was. Brought Him all I had. And He saved me from hell. And He moved into my heart. Praise His holy name. I don't deserve Him tonight. But I'm telling you this, He got the bad end of the deal. And I sure am glad, just a poor old wretched sinner. And He found me lost and drew me, listen to me, out of many waters. He could have drawn you. And He could have dealt with somebody a little better than me. But I was a troubled water that night. And he didn't pick the still waters. They don't need no help. But He went over where the waters were troubled.
Yes, He did, because
I was just a wreck. I didn't have nothing, and He drove me. But do you realize what dry? I know it means a pool, but you know what you do when you draw water? I can see them over there in Gideon's day when they went down and they had to get down and give them something to drink. They didn't have a cup, and He really had to draw it to them with her. You realize what He done in my troubles? He just reached down with His hand and drawed me to Him.
Amen.
And the Song of Solomon says it like this. He says His lips were like lilies. You know what He did to me that night? He kissed me with a kiss of His mouth.
Amen.
Praise the love of God.
Amen.
And His lips feeling like lilies dropping down sweet smelling perfume. I'm telling you, save me. But I needed Him most.
Amen.
I love Him tonight. Praise His holy name. Well, the high thing been told. You're lost and undone. You ain't got a clue what I'm even talking about. If some of you that's been there and He's drawn you, you know what I'm talking about. You know what it's like. They sung that song last night. Do you know how it feels? Amen. To lay your head on your pillow each night. I told Angel, the way that hit me real funny last night. There was somebody that had been in trouble wrote that song. There's somebody that knew what it's like to lay down at night wondering if hell was coming to get them or not. And then somebody got born again and said, I ain't never going back. Not that little girl wrote that song in that book. I'm in a brand new world now.
Amen.
All that mess is gone and I'm His forever.
Amen.
Praise His holy name.
Amen.
Somebody, I'm going to hush tonight. I'll tell you this. If you don't want to praise the Lord, just tell the Lord you don't want to give it to me because I love Him tonight. Amen. He's been too good. Pulled me out of that. Benevolence. The poor fund. The care fund for the poor.
Amen.
Baby little widow woman had two mites one time. It's all she had.
Right.
All she had. And she just walked up there, I believe, and said, God, this is all I got.
All I got.
And put it in, and God said, watch what I had no clue that the Savior was standing there watching that. You realize now I got saved, I went to Him and said, this is all I got. I thought I had. God, if I ain't got it, you got to do something. And Jesus standing there watching that.
Amen. Yes.
The disciples done dead. They lay Mary resting. But He turned all heaven and said, you see that right there? He cast in more than lead. They got what? They were doing good. But that right there did it because He knew that's all He had.
That's right.
And I'll take that tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Amen. Glad I'm saved. Robin, you got something on your heart tonight? Amen.
I'm talking to your kids about.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Lord God, please remember that. God changed her heart.
Yes.
I don't care how bad you get, God can change your life.
Amen.
I've seen Him change folk. They say, what, no hope for them? Oh, yeah. But Jesus is still alive. There's hope. And by the way, He won't never die. So there's hope.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. There's hope. Somebody else, something on your heart tonight.
I want somebody to tell me a time.
Amen.
Glory to His name.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We'll say it's tonight, lost and saved alike. You can't figure a second on mine. So if God says do something, you just move with what He puts in your heart. Amen. Amen. Thank God. God, you sing to children tonight.
Bless our Father.
saved?
Yeah.
Glory!
Yeah.
I'm glad he's all happy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Yeah. Yes. Say, now the Lord tonight. God put something in you, you move right then tonight. Don't wait another second. Don't wait on get done saying. Don't wait on testify. God moves in you, you move with God. He'll take care of the rest of that.
Well, just want to thank you.
said this, the writer did, and we've heard it. He said, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits?
Right.
Unto me. Derek, that benefit is a peace.
Right.
And there's a song sung, he's going to come. Even so, it's well, there's no fear.
Right.
The benefit of knowing that whether I wake up or I don't, it's all right with the Holy God.
Amen.
Whether you like it or they like it or they don't want me to have it, they can't take what I got tonight. So what can I give him for all his? I can't even number his, but I'm telling you, what a benefit to know that I'm his and he's mine. You see, he gave us this benefit one time. Hey man, we got our minds changed from what we was in the spirit into what he is in the spirit. That means I don't have to worry. I don't have to dread. There's something in there that knows it's all going to be all right.
Amen.
Think about it. Your mind here in the earth says that ain't going to happen. And the Holy Ghost says, just watch what I'll do.
Amen.
You ought to be afraid of here. Down here he says it's all right. I've already got it in the palm of my hand. And then Christ looked down and said, all the Lord's given me. I said it. No man can block him. I can't take myself away from him. I'm that secure in the Lord tonight. I'm telling you what a benefit. What should I give him? Tell you what we'll do is what we're doing tonight.
That's right.
In this, even in this, as good as it feels and as much as I like it, this don't compare to what I owe him. But I'm grateful I'm his tonight. Somebody else got something on your heart you need to say. You need to listen. It don't matter how long, how short, whatever God wants, do it tonight.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give him glory. Amen.
Give him glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Surely you ain't going to go home like that. And a bubble in you and you need to move saying this is that. Don't listen to what you say.
That's right, brother.
Listen to what thus say God tonight.
That's right.
Somebody. Yeah, man. Amen.
He's been better to me than I've ever deserved.
Yeah.
I was just thinking I don't know what tomorrow holds, but life may find me with my, like me laying flat on my back with my tongue bound. And I can't say another word, but it does, I'll assure you, and I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise the Lord, man. Thank you, Jesus.
And I don't mean to be morbid or anything, but don't have no sad funeral for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Because by the time I leave, you have church.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want people to be moping around and being sad for me, because I'll be at peace with God.
Yeah, that's right.
God's blessed me tonight, and I have no need to shut up my mouth and be ashamed of what he's done for me. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
That's right.
He's given me everything I've got.
Yeah. Amen. I
appreciate this service tonight.
Amen. Somebody else?
What can I give him for all?
Yeah.
He has given for all.
Said, where were you when I hung the head of my mind? Where were you when I did all these things? So who are we to say, God, you're putting that in me? What do you mean to tell? Why, God, do you want me to do that? We owe him more than that tonight. He knows how to frame the worlds.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And he knows how to build his church.
Yes,
I'm telling you, the church is already built, but here's the reality. Yes. He's wanting us to just step on into it.
Amen.
Amen. And he's got a place for you in the kingdom.
Yes,
that's a good thing, ain't it?
Amen.
Why
Amen.
Would we say, God, why? Job had to say, you're almighty.
You're
everything. I'll just trust you.
Amen.
Somebody else tonight with something that you need to do.
Where else could we go? He has the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Eternal life.
Yeah.
Don't ever die.
Yeah.
That's right,
brother.
That's
don't
right,
ever
Mike.
Die.
Yes. Amen.
There's an eternal death.
Yeah.
For those that don't know him.
Yeah.
Those that trust his name.
Yeah.
They'll never die.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
What a peace we have in Jesus.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Church, you don't know how much I appreciate you.
Bless his heart, Lord.
Bless his heart.
He'll be a boy. Amen.
Amen. Lord,
help. Amen. Somebody here?
There's never been a day.
Yeah.
Maybe not give me my walk.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
the
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He's been so good to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
You know, I tell you, I praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I serve a living God.
Yeah.
The world, so many of them serve a dead God.
Yeah.
Not me. Become alive with me one Saturday morning.
Sometimes I think he don't leave as fast as we think he does. But we stop so fast we think he's gone.
That's true, brother.
Amen. And I'm going to say this. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
Amen.
One, and he talked about the ointment of the apothecary. That's the ointment they made. They didn't anoint thing. And Bobby said, dead flies cause that to stink.
Yep.
He said, how much more just a little folly in him that has had in reputation for wisdom and honor. Just a little bitty fly can ruin that whole thing.
Yes, it can.
That's how disobedience is this evening.
Yeah.
That much of it can ruin it all.
That's
go
right.
From being a sweet smelling savor that we're offering up to a holy God to a stink in his nostril.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Connor, I've done it. I know what it's like. Don't do that tonight.
Right.
If you got something on your heart, God's a moving you to do it. Now listen, if God's a moving you, move with it tonight.
Amen.
Is there anything on your heart?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, brother.
Praise the Lord, I'm saved. Praise the Lord, my name is written in the book of life.
Yeah.
God, eternal Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise that there's something after death. This thing that takes us all, no matter how much time.
Yeah.
It takes us all at some point. There's no getting
yeah.
away from it. There's no running.
Yes.
So it's going to catch up to
that's
you.
That's right.
You're running towards it. I'm so glad I have an eternal place to go to once
yeah.
I get there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. What else can we praise Him for tonight? He loves us. Somebody else?
Praise the Lord. We're in a happier field, man.
Yeah.
It just happened to be you preaching.
Bless his heart, Lord.
Lord, pull me up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying for.
Yeah.
I think of every day.
Amen.
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 Lord,
amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus tonight. Somebody is. Shame is this right here. Christ is standing there with an open basket ready to pour out.
Yes, he is.
And we'll go home about half empty.
Yeah.
Boy, it's been good, preacher, and I've loved this shout. Boy, God, I'm telling you, I can eat till I'm about to pass out with it. and you offer me, Billy makes a cake I love, and she makes a punch, my best thing I ever eaten. You know, but I'm telling you what I like to do. I put that thing, and she'll send me home with some of it, and I'll put it in the fridge and let it set for a day or so. Because the more it soaks that stuff up, the better it gets. And Bobby, I'll eat until I can start about to fall over, and I'll have to get me some of that just to top it off. Sometimes we need topped off.
Amen, brother.
You don't know what this week holds for you. Not only do you need a full glass, you need a full glass running over, and you may not even know it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So don't go home tonight. I'm going to ask you, well, don't go home not doing your part tonight. Something else.
Earth, love,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a Savior
has come. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Mountain and
place. Yeah.
Praise
and yeah.
Oh, what a Savior.
Yes.
Oh, what a Savior.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a Savior.
Yes.
Oh, what a Savior is come. Mountain and place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what a stronger man.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Just thank you. Amen.
You've been preaching on me a lot.
Bless her heart, Lord. They asked him a question about Jesus, and this was his answer. He said, "All I know is I was blind, and now I see." What an answer to give somebody when you don't know what to say. Just what a Savior. I was here, and now I'm not, because of him.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody else.
Me and Becky ain't worthy.
Bless his heart, Lord.
I told the Lord, it's been on my heart for a while. I was trying to wait on the Lord. When Becky sang that song, as sorry as we are,
and
if the church
would
have us, we'd like to join the church.
Amen. 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 I will say this tonight. I appreciate them, and I'll tell Brother Mike this in front of everybody. Everybody here knew to come and just wait on the Lord. And I want it to work out the way the Lord does.
That's right. Amen.
I don't want it to work out how we think it ought to work out. But before we go to fellowshipping with them, I'm going to give them this opportunity tonight. I've got to do this, bound to do this. She just gave you her testimony when she's 11 years old. We hear Mike, but Mike, can you keep telling us when God saved you again?
I was about 13 years old.
Yeah.
One night at Mountain View Baptist Church.
Praise the Lord.
On a Sunday night. Yeah. Lord convicted my heart. I've been worried for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I could take you to the place, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be all right.
I can't tell you the exact date.
It don't matter.
I can't even tell you what I said.
Uh-huh.
But when I went down, I was the heavy burden down.
Yeah.
When I got up, I was lying as a feather.
Amen. Lord. Amen. I don't know what that's like.
That burden was taken away from me.
Yeah.
I ain't had that burden since.
Amen. Amen.
The old church has been torn down and rebuilt. But I can still take it to that place.
Yeah.
Lord,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
He's been awful good to me.
Yeah. Amen.
Church, I don't want to join the church. I'm not. I just want to help.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
That's it.
I'm not looking for no big titles or nothing like that. I just want to help.
Hey, that's it. Amen.
And I love this little church. I really do.
Yeah,
I'm so mad how much I love them. I try to show, you know, words are cheap.
Yeah, they are.
Actions speak louder.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
But I try to show the church how much I love you guys.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I'll say this. Think none of us bigger than the other.
That's right.
And if you're here for anything else other than to help, you're here for the wrong reason.
That's true, brother.
And I appreciate him tonight. Both of you baptized. Remember Sister Church? Amen. Tyler, where you at? Now, this is we do it. I don't care how much I believe they're founded, how much I believe that they're straight in it, how much that they back it. Don't matter. It says not a respect of person thing. This is a covenant we hold to. And we, Darrell, I take this very seriously. Because when I made my vows to my wife, my Bible says it's better to not make a vow than it is to make one and break it. He said, don't even look and say it was an error, wherefore you said it. If you made it, you better stay with it.
Amen.
I made a vow to my wife. I was going to stay with her until death do us part. If God takes her, I can't help that. That's God's work. If God takes me, she can't stop. But I'm telling you, we've got a vow through thick and thin, through poor times, through hard, fighting and fussing and feuding. And let's just be honest. Through it all, we're to stay to one another. God honors that tonight. So I'm going to let Tyler read the covenant to you tonight.
Amen.
Having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God, Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we do now in the presence of God and this assembly most solemnly and joyfully enter in to a covenant with one another as one body in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit to walk together in Christian love, strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort.
Yeah.
To promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrine.
It's true.
To contribute cheerfully and regularly to support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations.
That's right.
We also engage to maintain family and secret devotions, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagements, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger.
Yeah.
To abstain from the sale of and the use of destructive drugs or intoxicating drinks as a beverage. To shun pornography, to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. We further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember one another in prayer, to aid one another in sickness and distress, cultivate Christian sympathy in feeling and Christian courtesy in speech. Be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. We moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of our God.
Amen. Amen. That's a serious thing. That's a whole mouthful. But when you join a church, I want you to hear this. There's a part of that we don't understand. We become what that church is.
That's right.
Amen. That means when you join it, if you don't agree with it, you might as well see what you don't agree before you join.
Amen.
Because when you do, you're saying you'll back that.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's a hard saying. That's a big pill to swallow, but this is a big pill to eat tonight. My kid Stanley's okay with that, to join that. Amen. I believe me and him talked enough. He knows how we believe. He knows how the church feels on things. It's been preached since he's been here. And he come to me and said, everything you believe, I stand. And I'm going to say thank God for that.
Amen.
You're to let your yeas be yea and your nays be nay. Amen. It ain't about me and you. It's about him and his doctrine, his gospel. So I'm going to say this. They agree that. They can come on. You've heard the request. What's the pleasure of the assembly tonight, Brother Donnie?
Just for clarification, they're both coming from the same church, right?
Yes.
What church is that? And shouldn't you open the door to the church?
All right. Now, we'll go. Yes, Donnie's right. And this is the way I believe. That's how I feel, and I'll do that. I'm so used to this right here. I believe Christ opened my doors. But I say this right here. We'll open the doors to the church. Donnie's right. We do that every time. So I'll do that. Both from the sister church, where is the church at?
Macedonia.
It's in Union County.
Yeah.
So I appreciate them coming. And I appreciate Brother Donnie. And listen, things need to be done decent in order.
Amen, brother.
Every time. And I'm the world's worst. And Donnie will tell me the other business meeting. I didn't even ask for motions on things. And don't be afraid to say, preacher, you messed up, because I'm just flesh too. So I appreciate that. So I'll say this. You heard the request from them coming from Macedonia for the letter. Do I hear a motion? Do we accept them?
Brother
Donnie.
I make a motion to accept them. Let me get their letter.
Pleading letter. All right. Motion made. Pleading letter. Do I hear a second?
Brother Riley, I second.
Hold on a minute. Brother Adam, I hear you. Brother Adams,
ending
letter. All in favor of that, let it be known by raising your right hand. Any opposed? Like, sign, motion carried. Let's come fellowship with them tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
want to say this tonight and reiterate this again. Christ, when he opened the doors of the church,
yep,
saved me. Didn't have to have no emotion about that. He has already said. But this is a natural thing. What a blessing it is to be able to be part. You hear me? Part of that. And I want you to know this morning, what we're doing and what we do when we do this. And that, there's a world that says, oh, you don't need that no more. You don't need fellowship more than that. You don't need to be a member. But I'm telling you, God, and I go back to Scripture a lot, he gave us pastors out of his own heart.
Amen.
He did that to put us at local assemblies where we could work for one common goal, to see souls saved.
Amen.
And I appreciate that tonight. I'm going to say again, I'm glad I ain't even sing alone. If you hear me, if I do this thing, I'd mess it all up, and maybe wouldn't nothing be worth nothing. But I'm glad I've got help tonight. And I appreciate the spiritual mother. But Cedar Hill, you don't know how much I appreciate you. And I'll tell Mike and Becky this, you get ready to work. Because people here put you to work. They don't ask much, they just throw you into it sometimes. So get ready to work, because we need to help. And God's a sending it.
We appreciate you and your family.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
We appreciate how you all helped us.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Amen.
I'm going to say this. I told Amy, I'm going to be real honest with you. This may be a rough saying. And I understand some of them pastors have been there 30 years and had one of them look at me one time and say, where in the world am I going to go? I understand that. I've been here a little over two, and this is my home.
Yeah.
God, get done. I have to do something, but I'm not telling you right now.
Yeah.
I love my home. I love my people.
Amen.
And you don't understand how precious you are inside of God. But I'm telling you, you help more than you ever know you help.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you. Amen. Somebody else tonight.
Amen. Hey, some things just feels right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. I was looking at the church covenant as I was reading it. The first line says it all.
Mm-hmm.
Having been led as we believe,
yeah,
in the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, mm-hmm, of that whole,
yeah,
thing.
That's it.
If God ain't in, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Right. And I believe with all my heart God's in me.
Yes. I know what you.
I appreciate the church so much. Matt knows how much I love him. I've told him. But I'm not a preacher follower, Matt. I don't join the preacher.
Uh-uh.
I join the church.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Yes.
If you leave tomorrow, I still want to be here.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I appreciate the church.
Ain't that right? Yes. Amen.
Amen to that.
Got a lot of churches. Mike said something. A lot of churches, certain preachers can go in and they draw crowds everywhere they go.
Yes.
But the funny thing is, 9 times out of 10, it's the same crowd everywhere they go.
Yeah, that's
God
true.
God don't work like that.
No.
That's man worship.
Amen.
I got a good pastor, and I love him. He'll be my pastor. Rick was my pastor and built a foundation. You know that. But I'm telling you, J.J. built their own. And didn't try to tear down what God had let Rick lay, the stumps he pulled in the foundation. And he'll be, I love him, but can I tell you something? I'm not following JJ. I written the foundation I got laid when, and I want to thank God this one thing we hear hammered into us over and over and over and over. Be obedient to the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit.
Amen.
Much as I love my pastor, he's not the Spirit.
No, he's not.
And I ain't a follower of him. He'll leave me in a ditch. I'll lead you that way if the Spirit ain't in it. But I'm glad tonight to know, I like what Mike said. Hey, some things you just know is right.
Amen.
This is one of them. Something else tonight on your heart.
Thank the Lord for interpreting.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Somebody else?
I will say this. I think Professor Ferns, and I'm glad when the Lord puts his stamp of approval on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no question about,
yeah,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no question about it.
Amen. Amen. Somebody here? I'm glad you're saved tonight.
Amen.
I want to say this again. I appreciate my church. Church, there's times when we need to help one another. And the best help we can give is just praise the Lord.
Amen.
and I thank God for the night. So let's remember everything, and let's not get weary and well doing. I know we've been busy, gosh, it seemed like for 2 months now. We've just been going, 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 going. But I'm ready to do more. Services like tonight make me ready to just come back. I come back night, midnight if you want to. We'll do it all over again. But let's remember services coming Wednesday night at 7. Saturday night at 7 o'clock will be our singing. May the 4th, that's also Tisha's graduation. Is that right? Is that further? Is that this Saturday?
Yes.
Yes. Tisha's graduation at 10 o'clock at the Texas Turner Arena. Be much in prayer for them. Then this upcoming Sunday night, we'll be having a gathering at our church. A little old get-together, so be ready for that. And then May the 10th, we're going to Miracle Lake. Be here at 4:30 if it's going. It's on a Friday evening. We'll leave here at 4, load the vehicle, get out of here. I'll get with Byron. He knows we're coming, so be much in prayer. And then I'll go to the 18th, and we'll get the rest of them later. We'll be Logan and Alexis going away party at Carol Holler Fellowship Hall, just all over Ridge. Everybody knows where it's at, from 2 to 5. And I will say this. I'm going to try. I don't want you, brethren. The Lord laid something on my heart a couple of weeks ago to go over these younger brethren, sisters even. This is something we all need to know. We include the men a lot of times, and we leave the younger women out, but how are they going to teach the children if they don't know?
Yeah.
We're going to gather up, probably at the fellowship hall on the first Friday night, and we'll make sure everybody can get there. Try our best to gather up, everybody can, for the youngins, the elders are welcome too. And we want to go through, and we go through the articles of faith in our church, and we've been through them so much, people start to hear them. But we've got folks sitting here that literally don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They need to know.
Amen.
They need to be taught. And the only way they can hear and know is if we do it. And I'd rather the founded church do it, yeah, as let somebody else out there in the world do it.
Amen.
So let's be much in prayer for that. I don't know of any other thing right now pressing us.
Friday night
first,
in May?
Yeah, first Friday night is in May.
This Friday.
We can't do it this Friday. Well, I didn't know it was May. I'm sorry. Well, Steve, well, I'll get back with you. I thought the first Friday was the next Friday. That's okay. All right. We'll get it here in a week or so. My timing's off. You know that. All hearts is clear. Go pray. Fear the Lord your liberty.
You take it.